You said that you were going to Walmart last night after you left my place.
You
ended up going, right?
Of course I ended up going.
So what time were you out there?
At Walmart?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like 9:45 or 10, something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, now if you're there after 10, then I'll just ask you, did you happen to notice any red ribbons on people's carts out there?
No, I didn't. I wasn't looking for them, though.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, no, I hung out with Schwa and Photoshop Adam this weekend.
Uh-huh.
Almost messed up his name again. A couple friends of the show. It was Schwa's birthday. And, you know, early on in the night, Photoshop Adam lays this one on me that, have I heard anything about, you know, Walmart being a hot singles place after 10 o'clock at night? And I go, what? Like, well, maybe. I don't know. You know, there's people going out there and everything, you know. And I guess single people, that'd be the most likely time for them to go shop. You know, if you had to pick somebody to go to Walmart at 10, probably the profile would be, you know, people who are single. You know, people who have families and have loved ones never don't necessarily need to go to Walmart that late. But, no, his point was, what you do is you go into Walmart and you go up to the greeter. And you say, I don't know if you say some kind of magic phrase or you say, you know, hey, you know, I'm looking to hook up tonight or I'm single or what have you. And then she gives you like a red ribbon. I believe this is what he said. Now, this is, I was kind of, by the end of the night, I was kind of gone. So I may be misinterpreting the story, but I know the gist of it was she gives you something to tie onto your cart. Red ribbon is what I keep recalling. To tie in your cart, and then that signals other people, hey, I'm available and looking to chill.
That sounds ridiculous.
Yeah. You know, I go, what? No. He's like, I just heard it, so. I'm like, wow, you know. That's an interesting place to be. Stooks in the morning.
I gotta go to Walmart and have to tie a red ribbon around the old high lady. You shouldn't have told me that, hon. I'm finna cuss. I'm finna...
You've never heard that before?
No, but I'm fixing to... I'm gonna make it so. I'm finna cut up everything I got red. I'm gonna be the honey. Woo, talking about... Yeah, that's a good idea. But is it a certain kind of... You think I can...
They're supposed to have them. The greeters are supposed to have the red ribbon.
Well, people, I know how to make a red ribbon. No,
well,
no,
maybe it's
no.
A specially designed.
See, people be like, oh, they won't pay attention to what it has on it or whatever. They looking for the red ribbon.
I see what you're saying.
Well,
so
I'm going to, and that means that I'm available. Woo-wee. Available for what, though?
You know it. Whatever.
Oh, well, now.
Anything and everything.
Are you going to put a red ribbon on?
Am I going to? I don't know. I need to find some proof that it's actually a legitimate thing first. Yeah.
What? I'm supposed to be the guinea pig of what? I tell you what. For every red ribbon you put on, I'll put on about 4.
Oh, is that right?
Can you match it?
Well, you know what? Once you're walking around with a red ribbon on your cart and... And it's successful for you. Give me, you're supposed to write tie it onto your cart.
Oh God!
So you give it a try, and then give
red
me a call.
Ribbon. This is true, though.
I don't know if it is true. I'm doubting it, but you give it a try and see what happens, and then give me a call back and tell me what's up.
Oh, love you, Cass. Let me find out about the red ribbon.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Love you, ciao.
Bye. Okay, one part about the story that's classic, by the way, is that you go to the greeter. You know, the one person who hasn't, you know, in forever.
Moved?
Right? Typically, yeah, exactly. I referenced Paul McCartney on that. Okay, at 10 o'clock at night, the greeter may be younger or something. But you go up to the greeter and say, hey, the red ribbon thing, can I have it? That would be hilarious. Just go up to him. I should roll tape on this. I should have my mini disc recorder. Go up to the greeter at Walmart and go, hey, hook me up with the red ribbon. Like that.
And they're going
to
be like, what?
And see what the response is. Like, and then I go, no, I'm down.
Have you been eating pot, son? What are you talking about?
I'm down. I know what's going on. No. Hey, if it doesn't exist, if that's not true, maybe it should. Maybe we should invent new ways, new places, new things you can do to meet people like this, right? Because you can't ever tell if someone is is dating, right? If there's somewhere, you can be dating someone and be at Walmart by yourself, right? So maybe you should tie a red ribbon around your car. Have you ever heard anything like nearly this ridiculous? I mean, as far as urban legends go?
Oh, I don't know.
This
is kind of out there.
539-9750 or 238-0975. If you've heard anything along these lines before, or other weird urban legends people tell you, where like, I don't think that's true. I don't think that's going to happen.
Pretty sure that isn't true, actually.
Yeah, and you know, the thing, about the greeter, you know, a lot of people are like, well, what does that old man on eHarmony.com, what does he know about hooking up, what young people want? But very successful website,
mm-hmm.
Right? He's old and decrepit, so maybe the greeter, maybe they have a secret. Okay, so...